Are you relying too much on technical skills to manage your project? Or is your lack of soft skills holding you back from true leadership? Wait, I know what you're thinking. ED, here we go again with the soft skills versus technical, blah, blah, blah. Listen, can you name me the top three soft skills that could double your career prospect in the next 6 to 12 months? You hold that thought. And the craft that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, mastering both hard and soft skill is no longer a luxury. We can no longer take this for granted. We are in a global economy, and this is a requirement that we start balancing both of these items. But the question is where do I even start? Well, in today's episode, I'm going to show you the blend between these critical skills to take your project management game to the next level. Again, we're going to break down hard skills and soft skills. So hard skills are specific and teachable. Very high level definition. Soft skills are more people driven, meaning interpersonal, that help you interact effectively with individuals. Now, let's just jump into what the blend is between what project management is. So project management is a blend of hard and soft skills. Now, I know a lot of people be like, there's no such thing as hard skills and soft skills. I guess if you want to just say these are names, but you do need to be able to do some of the things that I am talking about today. Meaning hard skills are more like, the key differences are hard skills are more tangible, where soft skills are not as tangible, meaning they're intangible and they're harder to define. When it comes to job specific, hard skills are often really job specific driven, meaning you're going to do X, Y, and Z, where soft skills are broadly discussed as far as, okay, we're going to need you. We need someone that can be a good communicator. And then like when you look at the development process, hard skills can typically be learned relatively quick, while soft skills usually take a longer time to develop and refine. And then evaluation. It's easier to evaluate hard skills. Like I can evaluate your job of if I gave you specific tasks to do, while soft skills, the assessment tends to be more subjective. Like, this person is not really a good communicator with the team, or they are a good communicator with the team. So again, project management is a blend of these two skills, hard and soft skills. When you look at successful, no, I hate using the word successful. Exceptional project managers, it requires a combination of hard skills as well as soft skills. You have to have the ability to balance being able to schedule, to lead a project schedule, to lead a proper budgeting, as well as being able to communicate to leadership where the project is, where the project is going. And because if you don't do that, then they're going to be like, well, even if you got all the information, they're going to think you don't know what you're doing and maybe they need to get someone else in there. So having that ability to communicate, that is a soft skill. Scheduling and budgeting is more of a hard skill. So my goal today for you family is I'm going to break down some of the areas that I believe are important, that are imperative to this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management. And I'm going to give you the hard skill aspect of it and then the soft skill aspect of it. And you know, I got an 8-point framework and then I'm on my way. Point number one, communication planning. The hard skill here is developing a comprehensive communication plan that outlines objectives, channels, frequency, and responsible parties. These are hard skills. The soft skill aspect of it is tailoring communication styles to different stakeholders, ensuring that the message are clear, relevant, considerate, and audience need. Again, the soft skill here, the base piece is the tailoring. You know, I always talk about tailoring your communication. A lot of project managers push back on me and say, well, man, I don't feel like tailoring. And, you know, why do I got to, you know, talk to this person in Teams? And then you got to learn. This is exceptionalism. This is what we're reaching for. This is what we're going for. So having the ability to tailor your communication to stakeholders as well as your project team is going to be important as a soft skill. Point number two, time management. Using time management tools and techniques as such as the Eisenhower metrics, your calendar, to prioritize and execute tasks efficiently. One of the things I've also noticed, family, from a hard skill standpoint, is being able to understand those tools. It takes a hard skill, meaning that you have to know what you're doing if you're going to leverage it. Even a calendar, sometimes we take a basic calendar for granted, and it's very, very efficiently, if you know, effective and efficient, if you know how to use it properly. But that takes a hard skill, because you need to know, well, how can I make the calendar? And we may, again, taking it for granted, but just say, how can I make sure that I put everything on my calendar, that I get an alert, and that I'm able to just not put that particular task on snooze. So let's move on to soft skills. Soft skill, helping team manage their time effectively, balancing workloads to prevent burnout, and encouraging a healthy work-life balance. You know, one of the things is that you have to ensure as a project manager is balancing workloads. And that is a soft skill, trust me, because, you know, I always used to say, don't judge me, that project managers sometimes, they should probably go get their therapist license as well, because, and I mean that tongue in cheek in a sense, because you will have people coming at you from all direction of how frustrated they are, and this is going on and that is going on. And if you can't have the soft skill to basically, what they're really saying is not about the thing, oh, watch this, family, this is about to get good to me. It's not about the things that's going on in their life. It's just the fact that it just seems like they keep getting more work, and they're trying to find out more time to do the more work, or they just don't have enough time in the day. And so they're allowing all this exterior stuff to get in the way. And so you have to have the ability. I don't take that loosely or for granted when a project team member comes to you and they just are feeling burnt out and they just need to vent. You know, a lot of times as us project managers, we want to solve the problem, which I'm big on. You know, I talk about, let's not get so focused on the problem that we can't find the solution. Once we identify the problem, let's transition it to the solution. But I also want to impose upon you is that sometimes a team member just needs to vent. And once they get it out, you'd be like, you okay now? Yep, I'm good. All right, now let's get back, you know, let's get back to work. But it's one of those things that you need to allow that safe space. You need to create that safe space for your team. All right, I'm sorry, I drained that point number two too long. Point number three, leadership. As we know, the hard skill is being able to apply different leadership models and frameworks to guide your project team towards achieving objectives and maintaining a high performance. Now, the soft skill here is basically inspiring and motivating the team, being approachable and supportive. I guess this is going to be a rant Monday, because again, hey, I'm feeling great. I hope you guys are feeling great out there. But listen, as a leader of your team, you have to be able to be inspiring. You have to be supporting, like I shared earlier, of allowing your team to vent. But you have to understand that when you're talking to your team, you have to ask them, are we venting here, or are we looking to solve something? And I meant to mention that, because sometimes, you know, we want to look to solve it and then they just need to vent. And sometimes they're venting and we're like, wait, we need to solve this, because if we don't, this is going to be an ongoing problem that's going to continue to happen. So also, you know, I always say, Bubba, I would say, don't do as I do as I say. But we really have to be able to do as we do, meaning that you need to be able to lead by example in both performance and behavior. They're looking at you. No or not, and you may say, well, they don't report it to me. They are looking to see, trust me, they're watching you. And so being able to be professional at all times, being able to still, you know, create that atmosphere of accountability as well as responsibility, and you holding yourself, when you say you're going to do something, that you're doing it. And so that way they say, well, hey, my project manager is doing it. They're not making any excuses. So anyway, let's move on to point number four. Point number four, problem solving. Again, hard skill, soft skill. Hard skill is, because remember, like I said, we're talking, this is a balancing act. And I thought I want to switch it up from everything else that I've seen out there. Most people are not talking about it. I guess I should have said that at the beginning of the episode. But most people are not telling you about the different balance between hard skill and soft skill because it is a balancing act. So hard skill, applying structured problem solving techniques, the root cause analysis. I love that particular technique. My mentor, Phil, he has created a framework or a technique, and I think it's called DICSIV. And basically this, they each have their own framework around how to solve or resolve a particular issue. Now, here's the soft skill of it. Encouraging creative thinking and collaboration within the team to generate innovative solution to project challenges. All right, let's move on to point number five, risk assessment. Hard skill, identifying and analyzing potential risk and using quantitative and qualitative methods to prioritize and plan mitigation strategies. Again, the hard skill here is having the ability to analyze and then take a quantitative and a qualitative method to address it. Soft skill, communicating risk effectively to stakeholders and team members, ensuring that everyone understands the potential impact and is prepared to respond. What you see here, the foundation of the soft skill is being able to communicate, but also holding everyone accountable and responsible for what they're going to do. Do you kind of see a reoccurring theme that's going on? Communication, accountability, responsibility, leading by example, doing as you do and not as you say. Ooh, I love that. All right, let's move on to point six, scheduling. Developing and managing project schedule using tools like Gantt chart, Microsoft Project, Critical Path Analysis. This is all part of the Microsoft Project Smartsheet. These are tools that you need to understand and be able to use, because one of the things always when people ask me, well, what tool should I use for leading a schedule? And I'm like, well, what tool do your organization have? Well, they're using Microsoft Project. Well, that's probably what you want to use and learn, because I've learned, I just get the foundational aspect of all these different tools. Like, I don't try to master them. Because what I've seen over time, when I started getting really heavy into Microsoft Project, I mean, I was taking classes, I was building project schedules, and then all of a sudden, Smartsheets came up. I'm like, oh man, I really like this Smartsheets. And then ClickUp, and then this tool, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, I need to stop trying to master, but just learn these tools to be effective enough that I can switch in between the two. Because when I've been in different organizations where their sole tool is Smartsheets, or their sole tool is Microsoft Project, or their sole tool is Asana. So I was like, I need to at least have be able to, as they say, the cliche, hit the ground running, and then kind of learn as I go. Long as I have the basis of being able to schedule down, I should be able to pick up any scheduling tool. And that's what I always practice, what I'm trying to teach you guys here, family, is just getting the basis of scheduling. You should be able to walk into any scheduling tool. Yes, it's going to be a learning curve, but you want to take that time, if you're at that organization, to learn how they leverage it and maybe partner with a project manager. Okay, I wasn't even part of today's episode, but I just thought I'd throw an extra gem in there. So let's move on to soft skill. Flexibility, adjusting schedules when unexpected issues arise while maintaining team morale and managing stakeholder expectation. Point number seven, stakeholder engagement. Mapping stakeholder interests, influence, and this is a hard skill, I apologize. Mapping stakeholders' interests, influence, and expectations to develop targeted engagement strategies. Soft skill, building trust and maintaining strong relationships with stakeholders through consistent, transparent, and empathetic communication. That's key, family. I hope you guys know how important that is. All right, let's move on to our last and final point, scope management. Hard skill first, and then we'll transition into soft skill. Hard skill, defining project scope, managing scope creep, and ensuring deliverables meet agreed upon requirements using scope management tools. Here's the soft skill. Soft skill is negotiating, that's a key word, scope changes with stakeholders and managing their expectations and maintaining a focus on project goals without alienating the actual project team members as well as your stakeholders. All right, you know, I'm going to throw in a couple bonuses. I hope you guys don't mind if I over-deliver. Project documentation. The hard skill is creating. Oh, my God. It's so creating and maintaining detailed project documentation. That's including your plans, your reports, your schedule, your logs, and using a standardized format. Now, the soft skill is ensuring that the documentation is accessible and understanding and each of these project stakeholders as well as project team understand it, whether it's from a complex technical detail or boiling it down to a clear and concise manner. And then my last and final bonus is decision-making. Hard skill, having the ability to analyze data using decision-making frameworks and evaluating options to make informed and objective decisions. Soft skill, considering the human aspect, or I should say the impact of decisions involving the team in the process. And then truly really being able to communicate the rationale behind each of the decisions. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. You know my slogan, you know my motto. Until next time, I'm out.